All right, so I just have a couple questions here. So can you just give a summary quickly of just some of the titles of the positions that could be lost, and maybe give an explanation, too, of the hospitals that will lose these positions and underneath Quinney Healthcare?
So the announcements that have been made across Quinney Healthcare over the last couple of days impact all of our hospitals, and the major impact is coming to registered nurses in that their role is being change to really deliver what only a registered nurse can provide.
Right.
And we are adding other roles, including registered practical nurses and personal support workers, who will be able to provide some of the other care needs of the patient other than the nurse.
Right. Now, just to, in response to the Ontario Nursing Association, they said that you know, these 80,000 hours will be lost. What's your response to that? How is the hospital going to be combating such a significant loss of hours?
So what we're introducing at Quinney Healthcare is a whole new interprofessional model and a way of providing care for the patient. So there will be a reduction in registered nurse hours providing care to the patient, but there will be an increase in registered practical nurse and personal support worker providing care. So that we would hope that with the care we're going to provide to the patient, they'll actually see an increase in the amount of care requirements that they're able to receive.
So you don't see that 80,000 hour, you think that that void will be filled pretty easily?
I would never want to say we will fill a nursing workload easily.
Okay.
We value all of our staff who work here at Quinney Healthcare, and we would love to be able to provide the highest level of care as an individual providing care to our patients. But I also really believe that registered practical nurses are trained to a very high level and standard today. And the personal support worker really performs an important role as far as the daily parts of living that are required, such as bathing or mobility, those sorts of things. So I understand this is a tough day for our nurses across our organization, but I also believe that we've really wanted to ensure that we've put the quality of our patient has come into every single decision that we've made.
Now, what's been the reaction internally to these cuts?
I think people are, you know, they're trying to assimilate and absorb all the information that we've been providing in the last couple of days. It's going to take a great amount of education and support for people to understand the new interprofessional model that we're putting into place. And we know that we're going to be implementing this over a very long period of time, say over approximately 18 months. So we recognize that it will take time for people to understand these changes and to see the value in them.
Now, I saw there's some changes to the inpatient beds and then the administration support. Can you just give an explanation quickly, just some of the changes that are happening in those sections?
Say that again now?
I noticed in the press release there were some things about the inpatient beds, the previous announcement about the 20 behavioral support transition unit, and then some of the stuff too in administration and support, just in terms of workflow and patient outflow too. Can you give any explanation if there's any changes happening in those sections?
Okay, so there will be some changes in bed numbers as a result of the plans we've been rolling out across the organization, but we are pleased that we will be opening our 20-bed behavioral support transition unit, which deals with patients who are cognitively impaired and really need that extra support before they can go home.
Okay.
So as we make changes in our organization, we have to look at all of the departments and across all of the different people who work at Quinney Healthcare for when we're looking at efficiencies. And we feel with this budget that we'll be presenting in April, we have definitely looked across the entire organization.
Okay, perfect. Well, that gives a pretty good explanation, too. We're just kind of getting some last-minute things in for our late newscast tonight. But, no, I appreciate you taking the time for doing this.
Okay, my pleasure,
Thank
Sam.
You so much.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.